Wait, don't hey, Pache. Hello, everyone. This is the Wajaje Language and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Ashmore. I am joined here with my co-host, Abby Mushunkashe.
Hi, everybody. This is Abby Mushunkashe. I am the communications director at Osage Nation, and I'm super happy to be here.
So also today we have Osage Nation COVID Task Force Language and Cultural Representative Selena No-Ear.
Hi, Tom and Abby. It's so good to be here with you guys today.
That's quite a title that you have there, but super important, and you guys have been working really hard, the task force has. How was this a part of your overall plan? How did that start?
So about a year and a half ago, COVID-19 pandemic was really raging here in Osage County and all over America. And we were tasked, the language department and the cultural center were tasked with developing distance learning outreach methods for the Osage constituency. So when we started brainstorming, one of the first ideas that came about was an Osage Language and Culture podcast. One of the other reasons we decided that a podcast would be a great development for the Osage Nation language and cultural departments was that a podcast is a way that we can really expand on all of the information that we share with you guys all the time. So we like to, you know, we've made videos where we share a little bit of language and about a cultural activity. We also have where you can watch, you know, you can watch people making cultural items, dance clothes, different things. What the podcast is it gives us a safe place to expand upon all of this technology, all of the videos, all of everything that we're creating at the language department, and really get down into why is it important? Why do we do this? If you're not able to be here to learn the whys in Osage County, then let the podcast try to be your teacher.
This is a new venture for all of us and something that we've learned so much along the way and had so much fun doing. And we should start with thanking all of the incredible cultural leaders who have been so generous with their time to make this podcast really great. And our first season, we have 3 episodes, and we're excited to bring more seasons, but we wanted to go ahead and start pretty broadly. And so our first episode is focused on Osage culture, and Addie Hudgens, the Cultural Center Director, comes and talks to us, and then we talk to Marla Redcorn Miller. 2 of the episodes, we have a language lesson with Christopher Cote and Selena No-Ear. And then we wrap it all up with OJ Littlecook, who comes and introduces a song and then comes and sings for us. And so our next episode, I'll let Tom kind of talk about, because it's about food sovereignty, which is really a big part of what he does.
The department that I actually work for, the Department of Natural Resources, we had my director, Jan Heyman, come out and give us the rundown on what we've been doing with the farm. We have a farm called the Harvest Land here in Pawhuska, and we've been doing everything from growing vegetables. We're getting an aquaponic system going. We have trails going. And a lot of this is just our attempt at making light and trying to provide for our people in light of the pandemic that hit us all. So I'll leave it there. I'm just being brief with it. We have a really good rundown in detail about what's going on out there, but we'll get into that down the road.
Another episode that we have is focused on Osage language, and I'll go ahead and kick that to Selena for her to talk about that.
Yeah, myself and the Osage Nation Language Department Director, Van Bighorse, were able to come and visit with Abby and Tom about our language journeys, what some of the things that the program has to offer, who our biggest language influences were. So yeah, lots of good little tidbits in that episode as well.
And because it's a short season with 3 episodes, we're going to go ahead and release them all at the same time across podcast hosting platforms. So wherever you get your podcasts, you can find them there. And the podcast is written and recorded at the Osage Nation Audio Room in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, which was also supported by CARES Act funds. And it's produced by KRSCFM on the Rogers State campus in Claremore. If we're excited to get your feedback. We want to know more and about what you guys want in other seasons. And so we're welcoming any feedback or comments to osage.communications@osagenation-nsn.gov.
Man, we are just beyond excited to get these episodes out to you guys and for you guys to keep on listening. And you know, these are three episodes that are coming out right now, but if you have a favorite podcast app or any way that you're listening to this now, stay tuned, subscribe, and just be on the lookout for future episodes to come. And so, like I said, we're excited to relay these, unfold these to you guys right now, but stay tuned and subscribe and stay with us. Way went on.